Yeah, hello. This is Willie Terry, your roaming labor correspondent for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Magazine. And today I'm in Albany, and I'm here to speak to Doug Bullock, a longtime labor leader, a longtime social justice activist, and a member of the Albany County Legislature. But let me preface that by saying he's an Albany County Legislative progressive politician, not just a politician. And he's also a member of the Solidarity Committee of Albany, and he's an officer in the Central Labor Council. How you doing, Doug?
How you doing? Really good to be here.
All right. And today we're here to talk about the Solidarity Committee annual Labor Day picnic, which is coming up. And Doug, before I ask you about that Labor Day Solidarity Day picnic, explain to our listeners, what is the Solidarity Committee of the Capital District?
Solidarity Committee of the Capital District was formed during the Greyhound strike in the early 1980s, approximately 1983. We joined and participated in the strike. And we gathered a whole bunch of people together, and we started putting out a newsletter at that time called the Solidarity Notes. And we do that to this day. We come out with a monthly newsletter on labor issues mainly, but we also cover peace issues and civil rights issues and any progressive issues, especially environmental issues that are out there. So Solidarity Committee's been around for an awful long time, over 35 years. And we've had mainly the same people together, but, you know, we have gotten more people mobilized for labor events than any other organization, labor organization in the Capital District.
And the picnic just one evening. Y'all do a lot of other events.
Right. Picnic's September 2nd at Cook Park in Colony. We do this every year. We started with the Labor Day Parade. I was the first co-chair of the Labor Day Parade back in the early 80s, and we kept the parade going for a few years, and then we split off into the Labor Day Picnic, because the Labor Parade chose another day other than Labor Day to have their parades. Like today, this year they're having it on Friday and not on Labor Day. So we've continued every year on Labor Day. That's the first Monday of every September, to have a celebration and a picnic, and to award those people, those activists that have been really active in the labor movement, in the peace movement, and the civil rights movement.
Now, I know Solidarity is an organization that deals with politics, but just tell me, what is the purpose and objective of the Labor Day celebration?
Purpose and objective is to bring Labor Day and the things that working people do out into the public eye. We want to show people that people struggling for a living, working people, are organized, and they deserve a living wage. And we have certain things that we advocate, like the minimum wage, the living wage, the paid sick days, for labor unions in legislatures and political bodies throughout the Capital District. But we've been at this for an awful long time with the Labor Day Picnic, and we're giving away some really important awards this year.
Now, the Labor Day celebration is not just for labor. Is it open to... Well, who can attend the Labor Day?
Any union member is invited to attend, but we also invite anybody in the progressive movement, especially in the peace movement, civil rights movement, and the environmental movement. And those are the awards that we're giving away this year for people that have done outstanding work in those areas.
Now, I noticed in the flyer that was put out about the Labor Day celebration, it has that, it says it's a potluck picnic with zero waste. Explain that.
We're going to do a zero waste event. In other words, we're not going to throw any garbage away. We're not going to throw things into the garbage. We're either going to recycle, or we're going to reuse, or we're going to put things that can decompose do it right there at the Labor Day picnic. In other words, we will have no waste. That's what zero waste is. We're not going to have any. We cut down our waste last year by doing this. We cut it down by 90%. So, you know, we only wound up with a few bags of garbage instead of the usual 20. So it's really important that we do that zero waste event.
Now, the paper bag and the plastic container, you know, I think did y'all kind of push that?
Yeah, we pushed the boycott, the ban on styrofoam, and we did win that styrofoam ban in Albany, and we've won it now with all, even small businesses. We started with big businesses. Now the big businesses have no trouble, even though there's a lot of yelling that they're going to go out of business, and that didn't happen. So we did it with the small businesses, and nobody's been harmed as of this date. It went into effect back in March. And everybody is not going broke over it like the Chamber of Commerce and the other business entities claimed they would. So, you know, it's been, we're going to do paper bags next. Paper bags is on our agenda in the legislature next. We're going to ban plastic shopping bags, not paper bags. We're going to allow a charge for paper bags of 5 cents to encourage people to reuse or, you know, bring their own reusable bag to the market or buy a 5 cent bag, paper bag. The paper bag has to be compostable so that it will, when it goes into the dump, it doesn't have problems. And we're going to, you know, encourage reusable bags. In other words, people bring in their own bags to shop every day. It's going to be a big transition for people, but I think we can do it. They've done it recently in Suffolk County, and they wound up with reducing their paper plastic bags by 80% in Suffolk County just in the 1 year that they did the ban. So we think we can do it in Albany County too.
Right. And also, I think there's some discussion about in Troy about banning certain things like that.
Troy's going to have a little more problem than we did, but I really hope Troy does it, and they need to do it so people don't go across the river and waste their bags and throw them out, because we got to stop plastic pollution. Plastic pollution is one of the big climate change issues. People got to get on it and stick with it. Plastics and fossil fuels, we got to come off of fossil fuels. Period.
Right. So there's a lot of issues that will be brought up at this picnic. This is not just a picnic, but there's a message to this celebration, right?
Yeah, there's a message. We every year we have a message. This year it's United We Win.
Right.
Last year it was Organize the Unorganized. And, you know, we try and get people into unions and get them connected to unions, too. So if you come out Labor Day, you know, and you don't have a union, we'll hook you up with somebody that has organizing abilities to get you in one. So come on out to Labor Day, September 2nd, Cook Park, Colony, all afternoon.
Right. Now, what did the United We Win slogan mean?
United We Win means, as an individual, we can face these employers. As a collective body and united and stand firm, we can win things for working people. Otherwise, we get split, and that split is shown every day by the politics of the biggest capitalist, our President Trump.
Right. Now, you know, I'm asking these questions because a lot of people kind of get confused of May Day, which is also a Workers' Day, and you have Labor Day. So what is the difference between May Day and Labor Day?
They're both Labor Day, but May Day was the original Labor Day, and it started in the USA, and we always celebrated Labor Day as May 1st. Mm-hmm. So when, you know, around the 1900s, about 1920, it all changed. We are the only country in the world now that celebrates Labor Day on the first Monday of September. Everybody else in the world still celebrates it on May 1st, which they were copying our system, of course, for Labor Day, you know, for a Labor Day and establishing a Labor Day, but they kept theirs at May 1st, you know, copying our system.
Right. Okay. So if a worker comes to the Labor Day this year, what would they be coming to? What does it consist of?
Well, we have food, okay. Free beverages, free food. We have unions that donate. Freihoffers donates every year the rolls and buns and the cookies. And we cook hamburgers, hot dogs, and, you know, even veggie burgers for those inclined. And we have a good time with the food and beverages. We also have tables for various organizations that you know, are spreading their good word. And we also have speakers. There will be a couple speakers, not many, very short this year.
Politicians?
We'll recognize politicians, but we've had we do not allow politicians to speak at the Labor Day picnic. I was told that, and we did vote on this in the Solidarity Committee, politicians can't speak.
Oh, okay. All right, Doug, so let's give a... You know, those details of where, when, what time the Labor Day picnic will be happening for our listeners. So,
yeah, exactly. Oh, September 2nd, Cook Park, Colony, all afternoon. Cook Park is at the intersection of the Northway and Central Avenue. It's just off of Central Avenue, and you can get there very easily if you take the first light to the left off of Central Avenue after the Northway.
Now, and this is a free event, and it's open to working people, right?
Working people and their allies. That's everybody.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Thanks, Doug. And
but I want to say one more thing. We're giving an important award this year to you, Willie Terry. We're giving you the Labor Reporting Award, the Labor Media Award, because of all your coverage of labor issues. We don't get this kind of coverage in the corporate media or the mainstream media, and we appreciate your efforts to bring these rallies, strikes, forums, labor talks to the public. So we're giving you that award, Willie. You deserve it.
All right. Thank you, Doug. And I guess that's the major reason that everybody should come. All right. That's Doug Bullock from the Solidarity Committee of the Capital Region. And thank you, Doug.
Thank you, Willie.